The man on the line right now is the man is responsible for making them proceed, especially now. It's like he's in an office and somebody put a bunch of piles of more paper on his desk. He is the head coach of Philadelphia 76ers, Brett Brown. Brett, how are you doing today?
I'm doing okay, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing good. And now, extra responsibilities. You're probably going crazy. The draft, the free agency, all this stuff. And you're on your way out to L.A., I understand, to meet with Markelle Fultz. Can you tell us about what the mission of that journey would be?
Yeah, really just to check in and say hello and get with him on a workout, have something to eat with him. You know, as much just checking in and getting the workout done as anything.
All right, now there are a lot of people that think it would be prudent for him to play in the summer league. Jaylen Brown did it 2 years in a row, and then the word, I don't know if it's true or not, and you can confirm whether it is, that you're kind of afraid of the stigma that, you know, the number one pick in the draft is in the summer league 2 years in a row. How do you feel about him playing in the summer league, and why wouldn't the Sixers kind of demand that he do that?
Right. I mean, and I get the question. We're going through it now as far as, being definitive one way or the other. We're not really in a position to do that. I hear what you say, Mike. Personally, I hope he plays. You know, I'm going out there just to check in and see where he is at. And I feel like I can speak to you with more sort of information next week if you want to check in.
Okay, so what you're saying is it is possible that he play in summer league. Can you tell me whether he doesn't want to play in the summer league, and you guys are trying to convince him?
We're just going through a range of different things, and I feel like I say we'll be able to share more with you one way or the other, I think, very soon. You know, we're still judging where he's at. I completely understand the notion that, you know, people want to see him play. And I'm going out there, and we're going to be able to speak, I think, a heck of a lot better next week.
Okay. I'm just reading into things, and you don't have the comment, but it sounds like you're going out there and maybe try to convince him to play in the summer league. It would be in his best interest.
And Mike, just so that I'm clear, that's not it at all.
Okay. All right. I'm just surmising. I'm guessing. And I don't think it would be a bad idea. But let me talk to you about the other thing that's obviously at the end of the year, where we kind of realized, and you guys kind of realized, that you were just a little short, and you were on the record saying that a big piece will be required to get this team to the next level. How helpful are you still that's going to happen? Because I don't know, it seems like the steam for that is kind of evaporating, even though a high-priced guy said today that he's done in San Antonio. So how do you feel about sticking to what you said about getting that big piece?
I mean, I stand by it. You know, I was asked the question to make, you know, the step moving forward. And to me, a step is, how do you win a championship? I answered it the way I answered it. I think we need more. And I feel like what people should most hear, that in the event that we do not get that, we're going to be very aggressive. And people understand the cap space that we have. In the event that we are not successful this year achieving that, we can reload and do the same thing next year. This isn't something that we're going to, act irresponsibly about or make bad moves. I don't think the DNA is in us to overreact. I feel very good about the poise and the patience and all that. But it doesn't diminish our aggressiveness this year, but it certainly highlights the fact that we got more to do next year in the event that we're unsuccessful this year.
All right, I know you can't talk about specific players, but we all know who they are. So I'll phrase this in general terms. Suppose there's a prospective free agent out there who has 1 year left on his contract, and you wouldn't be able to get a commitment on a long-term deal. Would you still be willing to take on that player?
I mean, it comes with so much discussion. It requires a lot more than sort of you wanting a yes or a no right now. I feel like what you should hear is we have the resources, we got the mentality and aggressiveness to really find ways to make stuff like this happen. And, you know, I get, you know, what we're talking about now, and we all get the free agent list as it relates to the difference makers. And we're going through it right now. I think so much of it for us is is reality checks of where we are and what we realistically have a chance to put our efforts into. And we are completely exploring aggressively all options. And I think, you know, we just know we need a little bit more.
Brett, what kind of a guy is Kawhi Leonard? You were around him for a long time. You know, last year he developed a reputation as kind of a malingerer. You know him. What kind of a guy is he?
He's a great guy. You know, I've spent years with him, as you know, in San Antonio. And, you know, I'm reminded of the recruiting process that we all went through to identify him and the sort of pain to give up George Hill in order to move up and target him. And, you know, he's good people. He's obviously a elite talent. And, you know, I enjoyed my time with Kawhi in San Antonio.
And then since he said he doesn't want to be there anymore, I guess every team on earth is going to come in there and maybe try to make a bid. I assume you guys would be one of them, right?
There are a lot of teams that are going to be interested.
Okay. I tried to get you to go a little further, but I understand. Now, Brett, your roster right now, you've got 6 draft picks. You've got 12 guys under contract. That's without J.J. Redick. So now you're in the GM shoes here, and you've got to kind of make these kind of decisions here. How does that impact you as a GM right now?
Ask that question differently.
Okay, no, I can ask that question differently. Will you not have 12 guys under contract coming up?
I think anything is possible. You know, like, we go into draft night, and, you know, there's obviously a lot of homework being done about the positions of teams around the league. It's not something you just make up on the night. And so the homework and all of those types of things and discussions that you've had with other teams allow you to understand possible trades, whether it be players or, you know, picks. And, you know, on the night, we'll sort of have a set of circumstances that we feel comfortable that we may have potential partners that can free some of that stuff up. I feel, again, it's almost the same question we spoke about with the free agent discussion. We really are trying to be aggressive. We're really trying to be creative. I feel like the firepower that we have, as you've heard me say many times, in our front office, it's really had been an enjoyable experience right now, spitballing all of the options. And, you know, whether it be the roster or the free agent or the draft, all these things, Mike, are obviously stuff that we're going through now.
All right. Is J.J. Redick a priority to have back for you?
I love coaching J.J. Redick. You know, I love coaching J.J. Redick. I really hope I can coach him again. And I think the city and certainly his teammates understand what he brings to the table. Everybody gets the benefit that Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons have when they play with somebody like that. I really hope I can coach him again.
All right. As the GM, I'm sure you've talked to his agent. Would he have, since he loves it here and he's stated that, you obviously can't pay him $23 million. Does he love it enough to take a mid-level exception to make it easier on you guys?
I don't know. You know, and what we also don't know is what the marketplace may be in a position to come in and offer him as well. And so I think the only thing we really know is I have a desire to coach him again. What that means in regards to what he's going to accept, you know, what it means into what other people are going to offer, we really don't know that. I think, like you said, Mike, he does want to come back. I feel like we all had a great experience last year. We feel like we got more to do, and I really hope I can do it with him.
Brett, I know Colangelo was in contact a lot with Rich Paul. Have you had a chance to touch base with the agent for LeBron James?
I have not.
Okay. Let me get to the Embiid and Simmons. Have you visited them? What are they doing? What is their workout plan? And are you concerned at all that Ben, because we all are, because, listen, we do some TMZ stuff, right? He's with Kendall Jenner. That's not good in my book. So what is your feeling about that and whether these guys, how these guys are approaching their summer?
I think they're doing great. You know, they, Ben is in China right now. Joel Embiid is in Los Angeles right now. Ben is with, I believe it's a Nike promotion. Joel is in Los Angeles. All they're having great workouts. We have a few of our guys from our coaching staff that are out there making sure that they got the resources. Going well.
Oh no, we're losing him. Oh, we lost him. Damn. Oh, Brett, you still there? Brett? Oh, we lost him. Damn. All right, one question left to answer. Who has final say in the draft? I hope he calls back.
Yeah, I'll let you know if he calls right back.
All right.
Obviously.
Okay, and I wanted to get an answer on how he felt about Ben with Kendall Jenner. I really did. As a coach, I wouldn't like it either.
But can you say it as the coach?
He's not going to say anything.
Life. I guess you can't.
You know, because would you disapprove of a wife? I don't think he can do that, so I think you just have to stay away from it.
I can tell you one wife you probably disapproved of. All right. Well, all right. Let's take a phone call in the hopes we get him back. Josh in Pottstown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Josh.
Yeah, Mike, how you doing, buddy?
What's up, Josh?
Mike, the feeling I have in my gut now is worse than when they lost to Boston after hearing this Kawhi news. Because I got this fear that he's going to L.A., LeBron and Paul George are going to L.A., and we're going to be back to the old Sixers way. A flatlined average pack. I don't want that. You need superstars in this league to compete. And I don't care about these processes. They're idiots. You need superstars. Now, if they don't get Kawhi, Mike.
All right, hold on a second, Josh. We got Brett back with us. Brett, thanks for getting back to us. We lost the transmission here. I just had a couple things to ask you. And we'll get with the main question here. The draft is coming up, and I think a lot of Sixer fans are confused on how that's going to transpire and who has the final say. On top of that, and I know you probably can't comment on it, but there was a story that said that The previous general manager overruled a bunch of guys who favored somebody else in the draft last year. First of all, can you say anything on that, and then get to the question on who has the final say this year?
Right. Let's just go to the thing I heard came out. I really haven't seen it. That is untrue. Like, there was a collaborative decision on Markel, and we're still happy that decision was made. I'm going to go see him, and I look forward to seeing him, you know, and time will tell. You know, I got belief in Markelle Fultz. In relation to what you said about the, I don't even know the report. I understand the gist of what you're saying. That's inaccurate. In relation, the other question you had, Mike, was what?
Yeah. Who has the final say? Are you the guy that has final say in this draft next week?
I think we're going to find out. Right now, everybody's in unison. You know, if something pivots out of it, you know, I'll sit down with Josh. I'll sit with Mark Eversley and a few of the managing partners. And if it comes on me, you know, I assume that I will have a decision that could be the last one. I don't believe it's going to get to that. I think to date, like, we've been on the same page.
All right, there's a guy out there. News came out today that, and he's a pretty highly ranked prospect, but he's got some injury problems and didn't play a lot last year. I'm talking to Michael Porter. Without speaking about him directly, the general question is, would you shy away because of past history with your guys? Would you shy away from a guy who comes in with kind of an injury resume?
I mean, just look at us over the years, really. I mean, there's no team in the NBA who has been sort of less fearful of that. And, you know, Joel Embiid, look at the risk-reward we took on Joel Embiid. You know, we've done it, obviously, with Nerlens. You know, the risk we took on Dario Saric staying overseas is a different example of risk. I feel like it always gets back down into the bottom-line medical reports of how severe, how steep is that risk. And, you know, I just think our actions over the years kind of show our position, and obviously we will be extremely studied with the medical reports, as will any of the other 29 teams that look at it. But just from a philosophical standpoint, I think we put our cards on the table over the past few years.
All right, so if Michael Porter's there, you're not ruling him out. If he falls to you there, you would not rule him out.
I don't know what the medical reports have said.
Okay.
We're learning about that.
All right, last question. Am I out of line for being bothered by Ben getting involved with the Kardashian thing?
Yes.
I am?
Yes, you are.
Well, you know, those kind of women weaken legs, Brett. That's what Mickey said in Rocky.
Yeah, no, leave him alone. Let him live his life. We got bigger things to worry about.
That's what I'm worried about, the bigger things. I want to be drugged down in Hollywood.
Yeah, Ben Simmons will be fine. He is. He comes from a good Australian family. I've known him since he was born. I've known his parents for 30 years. Ben will be just fine.
All right. Brett, listen, I appreciate it. Thanks a million for coming on, and have a good flight out there. And we'll see next week. We'll talk to you next week, and we'll find out more about Markelle, I guess.
Okay, Mike. Thanks, man.
All right. There he is. That's Brett Brown, the head coach of the Philadelphia 76ers.